Anybody else? For who?
For Miss Patty.
You said the one about the lady?
Yeah.
For a little lady? For my daughter.
Pray for Princess Salmon.
Princess who?
Salmon.
Oh.
S-E-L-M-O-N.
Who's that, though?
A friend of mine.
In my business.
Miss Tommy.
Could you get ready for my former manager's son? 8 years old and lost in jury.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I think we might have to. How do I get on the station? Yeah, it was leaking all over the floor last night. So pray for Daniel and Juana Robolo from Argentina to fly in on Saturday. Yeah, I'll take those. Yeah, teams are dismissed at this time. Thank you, Darnell.
I put it on this paper.
Great, perfect.
Thank you.
All right, any other prayer requests? Okay. Let us pray for these. So pray for, how is Alice, or not Alice, how is your former manager's daughter?
I have a son. Contact information because our general manager is on the position.
Oh, no.
So when you come back, I guess.
Okay. It's his son, right?
Yeah.
Son. Okay. That's, yeah, definitely pray for. There's Princess Selma, Alice, and... Yes, let us pray for these items here. Any others? Were you able to get in contact with your dad, Dominique?
No. I didn't call him.
Yeah, okay. Not yet. No. Too busy.
All right, let us bow together in prayer. To begin, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing it is to be together in church this morning. We thank you for taking us safely through another week. We pray for those who are yet on their way, that you'd bring them to us in safety. We thank you for answering our prayers and providing an intern, not just one, but now two. We thank you for this couple that's coming to be a blessing here in our church. We pray you'd help us to be a blessing to them. And I pray that you would just meet our needs and their needs. And we thank you for your love for us. We pray that you'd be with our fathers on Father's Day. You'd bless each one. Lord, help us to love our fathers. Help us to call them today if they're still alive. And if not, Lord, we know that if they're saved, that one day we'll see them in heaven. And we pray that you'd bless this time now. We think of Princess Selma. Lord, I pray you just... heal her in a mighty way. Do your work there. Pray for the son of the former assistant manager. Lord, we pray you just do a mighty work of healing Lord, on his lungs, that he will not die, Lord, but instead that this will turn around. And we pray most importantly for the family's salvation as well. And we pray for Alice to be able to come to church. We pray for her kidneys. We pray you'd restore function back to her kidneys, that they'll get stronger. And we pray also for Patty's different tests she had done. Pray that no cancer was found, and we pray that you would just continue to heal her in a mighty way, Lord. And we thank you that she got through all the tests safely. Pray for she was able to take medicine. We pray for Daniel and Juana for safe travels for them. We pray you bless them. We pray you'd bless VBT coming up in a couple weeks. We thank you that we had a great blitzing time yesterday and soul winning time, able to give the gospel out to many people and as well invite them to VBT. Lord, we thank you that some families have signed up. We pray that you would help us to be a blessing in this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it can change hearts and save souls, Lord. And we thank you for what you've done in our lives. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let us turn in our Bibles as we continue our study. We're looking at gifts that help the church. We are in 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, we're doing a study on the work of the church. And it's a good study, all the different principles of it. And 1 Corinthians 12 is where we are now. We're starting a new lesson. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll start in verses 12. Start in verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. And let us read it. Who would like to read 12 through 14 for us? Okay, Dominique. And then 15 through 17 for us. Pat? Okay, go ahead. Good. All right. So here we see, let's break this down. So how many bodies are there in this church? Just one. Okay, so one body. Every local church is one body, one local body of Christ, okay? And so we are one body, and we have been made to drink into one spirit. As soon as we got baptized, okay, one body. Okay, so what are the different functions or parts of the body? Break this down. What are the different body parts that it says here? I should have Dominique come up here. Dominique, can you come up here, please? And We need you to draw a body for us, okay? I'm going to butcher it really, really bad, okay? So we'll draw one body here, just like a head, arms, legs, and then another body of a man over here, okay? And you'll see this interesting picture that we're going to make. Okay, what's the first part of the body that we see here from this passage? Starting in verse 15. The foot. Okay? Good. Is the foot a visible or internal part of the body? It's an external. You got it. Good. It's a visible part. Okay? It's a visible part. See, she's a better, much better artist. For VBT, if we need any drawings of anything, we need to have her draw for us. She's our resident artist. All right, good, perfect. Okay, excellent. Love it. Okay, so we have the foot so far. Okay, what other parts does it mention in this passage?
The hands.
The hands. Does it mention the hands?
Yes.
Okay, hands.
The ear.
Eye. Okay, ear. What else?
There's a lot of bodies. Nose.
Okay, the nose. Okay, what else does it mention here? Let's keep going to please Tim. Okay, verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. Verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head, to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the whole body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Okay, that there be no schism in the body. Okay, so here we see the visible body parts are listed here. in this passage, how about the invisible parts? Now we're looking at the ones that are hidden parts, hidden body parts, behind the scenes ministries. Okay, so let's think about those. All right, let's think of this big organ up here. What's that organ? The brain. Okay, think of another organ here. Let's think of okay. Then we have the other parts of the body. Are they any less important? Is the liver any less important, or the heart, or the brain? No, it's just as important, but it's just not visible. It's a hidden, behind-the-scenes ministry. So they're all important. That our comely parts, that we the members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. So here in the church body, God says all the body parts are equally important because we can't function without any one. Okay, so don't think because you're not up in front speaking or teaching or playing the piano that you are not important. You are very important. Without each one of us, that the church could not function. We need up in front and behind the scenes ministries in this church. Okay, let's look at verse 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Okay, that what happens if the behind the scenes people, you know, they say, oh, you know, we're gonna split off because we're our own little clique, and the up in front people decide that they're gonna form their own friendships. What happens to the church? It's a divided church. It's a schism in the body. Welcome, welcome. Hello, hello. How's everybody doing today?
Okay.
It's a beautiful day.
And Pastor, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to all. Yeah, same to the men here. Thank you. Good to have each one of you here with us. And it's good to have our brother back with us. How you doing? Good, good. And what's your first name again?
Robert.
That's right, Robert. Good to have Robert back with us. And it's a beautiful day. So Danny made it around everybody.
Yeah.
He got everybody. Good. Okay. So Pastor Logan's away this week. So.
Virginia.
Yeah, in Virginia. Yes.
I was thinking of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you going to get your studying eggs down here?
There you go. Okay, so any quick prayer requests from those that just came in? Anybody have anything to pray for? Anything you want us to pray for? Regina?
Yeah, my dad.
Oh no.
It's hurting the heck out of me.
Oh no. Left arm. Alright, anyone else? Yes, Elsie?
I want to pray for my friend while I'm at it.
Okay. Alright, anyone else? Yes, James?
Where our staff, she didn't come one day to work, at night to work, because she had something about her eye.
Okay, alright. Okay, good. Jimmy.
Couple of things. My future nephew is still in jail.
Mm.
And my brother's wedding is this 22nd, so I'll be leaving on Wednesday for my mom.
Yes, Wednesday for your mom's. Okay, so we'll miss Jimmy.
Wednesday I went to the doctor. I saw my cousins there. They were in jail, but they said
good, wonderful, good. Patty. Okay, let's pray for the patient. Okay, where was this at?
At the hospital in the elevator.
Okay. All right, yes, Eric?
I saw my sister.
Good.
And you know what? My test went good, and we went shopping, and prayed for everybody in my family in your
home. Okay, so.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Father.
Thank you. Yes, same to you all. All right. Any other prayer requests? Okay. 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 All right. Okay. All right. Any others? Okay, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of being able to come together here in Sunday School to worship you. We thank you for bringing each one of us here to worship you. We thank you that you brought us through another week. Lord, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy in our lives, and your healing touch. We think of especially Jimmy as he leaves on Wednesday for the wedding for his brother. May you just bless the whole wedding, bless all the the people involved, and most importantly, that if anyone's not saved, that they would trust Christ. Pray for Jimmy's future nephew who's in jail. Lord, help him to get out soon and to make good decisions. Lord, we pray for James's staff's eye. Pray for this patient in the hospital that Patty saw. We pray that you'd heal them in a mighty way, and most importantly, that they would, if they're not saved, that they'd trust Christ as Savior. And pray also for Regina's left arm, Lord, that you just do a mighty work of healing in her arm. You give her they lessen that pain today, Lord, for your honor and glory. We know that you are our great healer, Jehovah Rapha. We pray you'd be with Wazetta Carter, that you'd do a mighty work of healing in her life as well, and whatever her spiritual needs are. Pray you'd be with Elsie and her family, Booker and Darlene. Pray you just bless them and bring them back to us soon. Pray for Essie and her family. Bless them and heal them. And pray for Eric with his, thank you that his test went well, and for his sister being able to be with him. I pray you'd bless us today for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Good, they're here, yep. So we're studying about the body. If 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 25 is where we are. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25. We're looking at the different body parts as they're mentioned here. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Is, if the foot says, well, I'm not as important as the hand, you know, I look a little more clumsy, I'm bigger, no one likes to see me, and the foot has a pity party, does that mean he's not of the body anymore? No, he's still of the body, okay? That then just as important. What? Yeah, the hand may look nicer than the foot. You know, we don't want to take. I don't want to take my socks and shoes off. You'd say, "Oh no, Pastor, please." You know, but the foot doesn't look as nice. But what if our hand replaced our foot? How would that work out? Walking down the street with a hand on the bottom of your leg. You'd say that'd be strange, and it would get hurt pretty fast, right? The hand is pretty soft. Okay, the foot is hard. Okay, so we see that God put different body parts in our body for a reason. Okay, and so verse 24, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Okay, so don't think that, well, I'm just a church member who just can come and that's it, and you know, I can't teach a class, and I can't play the piano, and therefore I'm not that important. No, God's saying here that all the body parts are important. He's saying even the unseen body parts are important. Look at the unseen body parts. It's mentioned here: the brain, the heart, the liver. Okay, these are all important parts of our body, but they're unseen. You know, people don't see them up front when they come into church. You know, they don't see all the members of the church up front, or they don't see all the members teaching a class or something like that. But nonetheless, you are just as important as any other member in the church. And why? That there should be no... when one member, verse 26, suffer, all the members suffer with it. Okay, so when one of us is hurting, what should we all do? When they bring up a prayer request that they're hurting, you know, should we throw a party?
No,
we pray for them. We commiserate with them. We say, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to pray for you right now. Okay, and so that's what God's talking about, that when one member suffers, we suffer. When one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Okay, when someone is congratulated, you know, then we pray, you know, we're thankful with them. Why? Because God has put us in the body to care for one another. What would happen if week and after week after week after week went by, and you know, Patty was dealing with all her health needs, and no one ever called Patty? And no one ever helped Patty with her needs of with the cancer, or no one ever helped any. You know, what? How would she feel? How would she feel? Like
she feels
No one
happy.
No one cares, right? Oh, no one cares about me and unhappy, yeah, and sad and unhappy. Well, that's the way it is, that when one of us suffers, we need to help and suffer with them. And when one rejoices, we rejoice with them. Verse 27, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. So here we see that when we got saved and then baptized, that set us into the body. When we get baptized, you know, that's an important step. A lot of churches, you know, they as soon as you get baptized, you join the church. We have it as a separate step because we believe, you know, people need to read the Constitution, know where we stand, and be able to make that choice as well. And I believe that's biblical. But nonetheless, it's very important when someone gets baptized in a church, a local church, it's very important. Okay, so ye are we're in 1 Corinthians 12:27. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, the visible and invisible parts. Now we're looking at the origin of spiritual gifts. Many Christians are apparently threatened by the unscriptural emphasis of the gifts in many charismatic churches, but spiritual gifts are not the invention of the charismatic movement. They are gifts from God, conceived and designed in eternity past to serve as functions in the body of Christ to ensure the health and welfare of the local church. The term spiritual gifts translates two New Testament words. Both are used in the context that discuss the gifts, but draw attention to different emphases. The term used less frequently is a combination of two words, pneumatikos, emphasizing that spiritual gifts are sourced in the Holy Spirit. The term is used in 1 Corinthians 12:1, now concerning spiritual gifts. The word there is pneumatikos. Okay, and here's how it's spelled. I'm trying to remember my Greek. Okay, that's how it looks. Pneumatikos sounds like pneumatic drill. Okay, if you have a pneumatic drill, what is that drill? It's a power drill. That's what they call a power drill. It keeps as you pull the trigger of the drill. What does it do?
Goes faster,
and it also pulsates. It gives extra power as it goes. It's like a hammer drill, and it's air filled. It's an air filled pneumatic drill. Okay, so it's a very powerful drill. It's filled with air, and that's similar to what the Holy Spirit gifts are. We get them from the Holy Spirit. And so let us never think, oh no, you know, my gift is, oh, it's something I got to manufacture. No, they are directly from the Holy Spirit, so He's the one who's going to give us the help to use our gift for Him. Even if it's just a word of encouragement, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of exhortation, you know, that how hard is it to give one of those? You know, someone says, hey, I have this problem, and you give a word of wisdom. How hard is it to think about what they're saying and then to share that? That's not hard. How much energy does it take to say something? Not much, okay? And so a lot of times we think, oh, I've got to use my gift today in church. No, it just comes naturally. If we're being led by the Spirit and walking with the Lord, it just comes naturally. And so we can use our gift in a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of exhortation, etc. And it can be a great help to someone. Okay, let's go back to verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12:8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Okay, you know, we don't know what to do as a church. So we get together at a business meeting and we say, hey, you know, what should we do in this thing? We have a couple different areas, a couple different directions we could go. Well, someone's going to speak up with a word of wisdom. to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. You know, hey, well, I don't understand this portion of God's Word. I don't understand what I should do this week. This week I have a job opportunity here and here. You know, what do you think? And someone will have a word of knowledge, okay? To another faith by the same Spirit. Someone says, well, I don't think we should do that ministry anymore because realistically, I just don't see how it's going to work because, you know, it hasn't worked in, you know, it didn't work last week and therefore we should stop that ministry. And someone with a word of faith says, wait a second. We need to look by faith and not by sight. We need to walk by faith, not by sight. Let us think about this. Let's pray about this. We don't want to not minister in this area. Okay, so faith, and all these gifts are so important. To another, the gifts of healing, okay, we don't have that anymore, but we now pray for healing, okay? So we, you know, Paul the Apostle and Peter, they could come and lay hands on people, and a lot of times they would be healed right away. But then toward the end of their ministries, that gift started going off the scene. You know, here, there, a member of Epaphroditus in Philippians chapter 1 was sick, nigh unto death. But yet, Paul couldn't even heal him. What happened that healed Epaphroditus? It was the prayers of the people. God healed him through the prayers. So even the gift of healing was going off the scene by the end of Paul's ministry there. Philippians chapter 1. Okay, so coming back to our lesson here, what are some ways that we can share our spiritual gift in the church now that we see the different ways that we can use our gifts? What's that? Okay. Carol was calling you. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. So glad that that Danny picked you up first.
He did.
So he got you first.
No, he got them first.
Them first.
Then he got me.
Then he got you. I got it. Okay. All right. So we're glad that he got you. Okay. So here we see that it's important. Just this week, we had, I don't know if you looked in the bulletin, to give an example. We were praying for an intern, and then the couple that was going to come last week, we put in the bulletin that they can't come anymore. And so that was a big shock to all of us. But then, if you read the bulletin this week, something special happened. That Brother Rivera told us about his the person that led him to the Lord. Let's see, do we have any bulletins around? Okay. And his name is Daniel. And his wife's name is Juana. Well, they would love to be able to come here to the States from Argentina and help us this summer. And they're not asking for really anything in return. They just want to be able to come and be a blessing. And so if you look in the bulletin there, there's Daniel on the right-hand page, or the right-hand side of the picture. Then his wife is on the left-hand. Then their son, Ezekiel, is in the middle there, and some others are there. But a nice family, and they go to a Baptist church down in Argentina. They're of like faith and practice, and Danny knows them very well. So the Lord helped provide a need that we had. So we got together and talked about it, and interviewed Daniel, and we talked everything through. And we had a long meeting, and we made the decision. Okay, so that's how things happen. There has to be decision making and discernment and words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words of faith, etc. Okay, and praise the Lord, they're now able to come for about 6 weeks. So we'll see them this Saturday. I'll be picking them up from LaGuardia Airport on Saturday. So that's just in time for Sunday when Trisha's leaving. When are you leaving, Trisha? Saturday. Okay, so let's pray for Trisha and Evan as they'll be leaving. Where are you going first, down south or out west? Okay, so first they're going down to see Eric. Okay, and then Ethan will meet you there? No, he's... Okay, so he'll be going separate. Okay, so let's pray for Trisha and Evan as they leave on Saturday for the wedding and for all the preparations going down to Eric's first. So let us be in prayer for them. And in return, the Lord provided our needs. The next 3 weeks we have two piano players. And I know he plays by ear. She plays by notes so she can read the music, etc. So we're looking forward to having them with us. But that was using spiritual gifts to discern whether this was the Lord's will or not. Okay? And that's what God wants us to do. Okay? What are some areas in your life this week that you had to, you needed discernment or wisdom? Or maybe you asked another Christian for advice or anything like that. You want to share with us how the Lord helped you in certain areas? Or maybe help comfort you through the prayers of God's people, etc. Evan?
With the hard times for Dad, I just comfort Mom and said, it's okay.
That's
the
good.
The Lord was even though situations hard, I come with that.
Amen. Amen. You can be a help one to another and give a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge and a word of faith, etc. Patty? Eric,
I go to my neighborhood and tell them about God. I've got groceries and stuff, and I preach to them. Amen. All right, that's good. Did you do that yet? Are you going to do that? Okay. You're going to, or you did? I did. You did. All right, wonderful.
What did you take? Did you take some tracts with you? Or okay. You just spoke. Okay, that's good. That's using your gift of your speaking gift, whatever one it is, you're using your speaking gift for God and boldness to preach the gospel. Paul, Lydia, and I went out yesterday into a new neighborhood in Acover Township, and we went around to a lot of different houses and shared the gospel with them and the parents, and then also invited, if they had any kids, we invited them to VBT. And we talked to a state trooper, retired state trooper for a while, and shared the full plan of salvation with him. And he was thinking about it, and he had never heard it before. That he thought he was just trying to do good enough to get by. He was just trying to be a good person, do good to his neighbor, and that's the way he lived. The golden rule. We said that's not enough. You know, you're not the golden rule. Is a good thing to live by. However, that's not going to get you to heaven. The only currency that God accepts up in heaven is the blood of His Son, Jesus, shed on our behalf. And we can't earn it. We can. There's no work that we can do to earn that because our sin cancels it out. And he thought about that, and he really gave him a lot to think about. And he said he was going to read the tract more. But we talked for at least about 7 minutes or so. So pray for him. But a lot of people, they just need someone to share with them, hey, they're not okay. They're not doing okay in their life. They need Jesus to save them from their sin. Anything else you want to share? Anything else about what we're talking about? Okay, let's look at verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular, and God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Okay, apostles are sent ones by Jesus. We don't have any of those left. They all died after the first century. Secondarily, prophets. Okay, we don't have any prophets either. We don't have anybody who's gets a message from God and then gives that message, you know, directly. Okay, but that passed off the scene. And then after, thirdly, teachers. Okay, now, prophets, the foretelling part passed off the scene. However, the forthtelling prophets are still on the scene. That's someone who just takes the Bible, reads it, and preaches it. Okay, so that is still on the scene. The preaching of the Word of God, that's also called prophecy in Romans 12 and in 1 Corinthians 12. And so who's the ones in charge then in the church? Well, we don't have any more apostles, so they're not in charge. Secondarily would be prophets, and that would be like preachers that are just forthtelling the word. Then thirdly, teachers, okay? Then comes in your teaching gift. After that, miracles. We don't have anybody with miracles. So even if We were in the first century church, and someone could do miracles. Guess what? Were they in charge of the church? The ones who did the miracles? No. Everyone would want them to be in the charge of the church. Oh, brother so-and-so who can lay hands on us and heal us. Hey, can we have him in charge?
Nope.
Notice, he's not in charge. You know, even if he could heal, he's down on the list. Okay? And then gifts of healing, then helps. Helps would be like your assistant pastors. Teachers, etc. Then your governments would be your rulers or administrators. Okay, then you have your administrator function. Then diversities of tongues, that one passed off the scene as well. So here we have the list of those in charge in the church. And so we see that the ones we think are real important, the healing and the miracles, they're way down on the list, as far as they're not in charge. So even if that was still in function today, we see that God places the scriptural emphasis upon those who preach the Word of God. Okay? Are all apostles, verse 29, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? No. The answer is no, 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 no. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? See, these are the ones that everyone wants. Oh, if only I was a speaker. If only I could stand up there and teach really well. If only I could, play the piano like an angel, you know, then everyone would love me. Well, that's what we sometimes think in our minds. But here God says, through the Apostle Paul, covet earnestly the what? Verse 31. Covet earnestly what? The best gifts. The best gifts. And yet I show unto you a more excellent way. So see, the church at Corinth was very carnal. What were they all wanting? What gift were they all wanting? As it says in chapter 14. What gift did they want? They wanted the gift of tongues, where they could speak in another language, and then someone else would interpret it, and sure enough, then all of a sudden, everyone would be wooed and awed by their gift. But that tongues was passing off the scene. And Paul said, that's not the most important gift. Yeah, it looks great in front of everybody when the apostles did it at Pentecost, but the point wasn't to look great. The point was to show the power of God, that Jesus was authenticating His church. And so we see that maybe you're here today and you say, well, if only I was if I could teach the children. Well, if only I could... I'm going to turn the air down a little bit. It seems a little chilly in here. All right. If only I could do something more important. You know, if I could have more energy and I could do something, stand in front of people. But you know what? God says, no, the most important gifts are not the ones up in front. The most important gift is the one that we all need to show daily. Verse chapter 13, verse 4. What is that gift? 1 Corinthians 13, 4. I heard it. Charity. Charity is an unselfish giving of love, expecting nothing in return. That's what we all need the most. That's the gift that speaks volumes to unsaved people and to saved people. That's the most important gift that we can ever have. It's not whether we're up in front or sitting down in the row, but whether we are loving God first and loving each other. Let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time to be reminded of these great truths this morning, that You have an order and a plan for Your local church, and You have put us all in the body here for specific reasons, that we have a certain gift that we can use in this church. Lord, help us to use our gift and use the auxiliary gifts that coordinate with that gift, that we'd use them appropriately, Lord, and not to begrudge them or not to say someone else will do it, but that we would step forward as You lead and guide us. through your Holy Spirit's power. We pray you'd bless and guide our church this summer, that we would go forward for you. We thank you for bringing Brother Daniel and his wife Juana with us on this Saturday. We pray you'd bring them in safely on the plane, and that we pray that you just bless Sister Tricia and Evan as they leave on Saturday to go out, go to Eric's, Lord, that you take them there safely, and then keep them safe on the roads as they travel around to different places, Lord. We thank you that Eric and Becca are taking them, and Lord, we pray you just bless them, and give Ethan a wonderful wedding on the June 29th, and Shay as well, Lord, that you just give them just a wonderful, memorable season of their life, Lord, that they can always look back on this with fondness, and pray to help me to get there safely as well, and we pray you just bless the whole ceremony, and bless all the preparations ahead of time, and bless them on their honeymoon as well. You keep them safe, and we thank you for your many blessings and providing our needs in Jesus' name, Amen. All right, let us we'll get together in 10 minutes. There's coffee in the other room if anyone wants some coffee.